You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're not
and
crazy.
Kevin never said Shador is going to start. The Browns are saying that he's going to start on their Twitter account, Andy.
Yeah.
Everybody's reporting it. That's great. Not a big deal. But Kevin actually never said Shador Sanders is going to start. Regardless, he's going to play, and he's going to play a lot. So, well, I think I hope he does really well.
We all knew he was going to play.
Well, sure.
And that's all that really matters at the end of it. But, you know, when you have this banter back and forth about, well, how come he's not going up against the first team? And why is he not playing with the Browns first team? And why are they not giving him an opportunity? And is this a fair competition? And blah, 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 blah. Look, the bottom line is, I think what the Browns really want to do is happening today.
Yeah.
And they'll have their first teamers out there today. You know,
But he was flat out asked, is Shador going to start? And he was noncommittal.
He made it sound like.
You want to play it again, Dan?
Yeah, one more time.
So listen up. We'll play.
We're going to work through it, Tony. I mean, Snoop just got here yesterday, so I just want to see how he's doing with the terminology and all those type of things.
Ideally, Huntley would start, I would think, because of something we discussed with Mary Kay Cabot yesterday.
Okay.
It would set Shador up for the best possible opportunity to succeed in his first look at professional football.
By playing him in the second half rather than the first half?
Or in the second quarter on or something like that. And let Tyler Huntley take the reps against the first team defense of the Carolina Panthers and then have Shador play against guys who are second, third, trying to make the team. Either way, it doesn't really matter. But if you're trying to set the guy up to succeed, which by all accounts, that's what the Browns have been doing all camp long, which I think is terrific, then you would have him not play against the starters. But Kevin, as far as what Kevin said, who knows what was said, you know, off the mic or whatever, or from the Browns or whatever, Kevin never said Shador starting.
That's what we heard. We both heard the same thing. And
well,
again,
we all just heard it. We just heard it right there.
Well, but everyone else will argue with us and say, well, the Browns Twitter account is saying that he said he's going to start.
Well, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's a different source. Kevin never said he's starting. Whatever that means, Kevin didn't say Shador starting.
Okay. Regardless, you know, this comes back.
He's going to play a lot, and I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, and so we're on the same page. Yep. Like, and guess what? If he's not there,
I hope he's good.
If he's not out for the first snap, it's not the end of the world. I agree with a lot of the things that you said. Although I got to be honest, we talk about wasted reps. If they think him playing in the second half would be better than playing in the first half, that makes sense from a football operations point of view.
Well, and it would be telling as well.
But I want to see him play against our first team if he can. But you're also not playing with your first team. So now you're putting him at an unfair advantage by not using your first team guys. This is all very red pen, isn't it? Is this all, it's all very kind of, okay, I get
it. Well, you and I heard the same thing from Kevin, and then Dan was nice enough to find us the bite there, where Kevin didn't actually say what everybody's reporting. Maybe somebody else you know, maybe the communication staff gave the official word to everybody. But Kevin didn't say it. I wonder, my thought would be, if everybody's good to go next week after the Eagles, we might not see Shedeur Sanders in that game. You'd probably want to see a lot of Dylan Gabriel if he's good to go, and you'd probably want to see Kenny Pickett.
Right. Well, we might see just the two of them in the next game.
Well, and then that's right.
And then put Joe out there for the third game if you wanted to.
Joe not at all.
Or one drive. I just think they need to get him a drive here somewhere.
Gentlemen, all five quarterbacks are dressed and are participating in joint practice.
That's fabulous news. That's great.
And he said they're doing 7-on-7s today. They're doing 11-on-11s today.
Yep. And the other guys, Pickett, Gabriel, will participate in the 7-on-7s.
So everyone's getting their work in today. They have a regular practice tomorrow, I would assume, then, right? So it's today is
today. They have their own practice tomorrow.
Yeah, and so that I would think that would be the point where you get Huntley and you get Shedeur up to speed on where you want them to be as far as a game is concerned. Almost your walk. Well, tomorrow's Thursday. So your walkthrough tomorrow a little bit, getting ready for the game on Friday night. Kinda. So I don't. So what do we? I mean, what do you? What does this mean if Shedeur? Like, what doesn't matter. Doesn't, what does it mean if Shedeur plays on Friday, which he's going to?
I would assume he was going to play regardless. Doesn't mean anything.
I wonder if that. What was the game plan though originally? I think that probably.
I guess it would have been and Pickett, Gabriel, and Shedeur, and no Flacco. That was probably the original plan. But you got hamstring issues. No, Shedeur should play. Gabriel should play. Pickett should play. But Pickett and Gabriel can't.
So why shouldn't Flacco play?
Because he's 40 years old and he's seen it all and done it all.
And we're trying to keep him healthy for the beginning of the season.
He's the insurance policy. He might be your starter.
Yeah, I'm still leaning towards he's the starter.
You can lean. I can lean. We can all lean different ways. There's only a matter what one guy leans.
Yeah.
That's the head coach.
Yeah. I don't know. What else did we learn here this morning from what Kevin had to say?
Not much.
Well, he also said Jerry Jeudy's not going to play.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's not going to play the majority of the starters, is what it means.
Which is good.
Which means, I don't know, what kind of O-line are we going to see? Probably all the backups.
Mostly backups.
So that goes back to the theory.
I don't mind that. The quarterbacks might mind it, but it's the way it goes. Remember, the Browns have some guys that they signed who have some experience in the NFL playing offensive line. And you've got Zinter and Whipler, who you're drafting and developing. They'll be all right.
I'm going to take a phone call because I want to hear what other people heard there in the beginning, too. Mike is in Cleveland. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
Listen, I was just thinking, this coach is something, man. I mean, you know, when the press start asking him questions, I mean, he goes about it some kind of way, like he answers his own questions. I mean, nobody asked him. I mean, any other coach in the NFL would have said, yes, so-and-so is starting. I mean, that's all you got to do.
Except, Mike, what he did say was, you know, we're going to try and get Tyler up to speed, or Snoop. Up to speed and everything.
I heard that.
Which, if you want to interpret it, Mike, that means, to me, it meant this. If he's up to speed, we just might start him and then bring Shedeur off the bench.
Yeah. But you know what? That makes it seem like we went out to get another quarterback to keep Shedeur from starting the football game. That's what it looks like if that happens.
Which might be a great idea. They don't want what everybody needs to understand. They don't want the kid to fail. They want the kid to succeed.
Why don't they trade him to some team that'll put him on the field?
They are going to put him on the field, Mike. They're trying to make him succeed.
Hey, Mike,
they're giving him every opportunity to do that. I think they're doing a fine job with it.
Hey, Mike, listen. Hey, Mike, I'm with you. I want to see him play. We're going to see him play. Yeah, but the point that I think Jeff's trying to make, and it does make a little bit of sense, is
a lot of sense.
If he's going to go out there against Carolina's first-team defense with our third-team offensive line and wide receivers that are free-agent wide receivers, are we putting him in the best position to succeed? That's the question.
I want the kid to thrive, Mike.
Can you see it that way?
I got you, Jeff. I got you, Jeff. But he didn't have a line in Colorado.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't playing NFL talent either.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we'll see what happens.
All right, well, we'll see him on Friday. I hope he is dynamic.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if they steal a great quarterback in the fifth round? That'd be phenomenal.
Then we'd have a quarterback controversy then.
Great.
So I don't know.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it, Jim.
Appreciate it. If he looks good, there's no controversy. He's playing.
He's the guy.
Gentlemen, yeah. Zach Zinter did not make the trip to Carolina.
All right, well, there's an issue.
And I will also toss in, I would believe if Shedeur Sanders is starting this game and it is Kevin Stefanski is already saying, hey, a lot of the starters aren't going to be playing, I think Carolina's probably going to treat it the same way. I would assume those two have spoken.
Well, we'll probably find out.
I have assumed that Dave Canales has spoke to Kevin Stefanski and they've both kind of gone, hey, we're going to play the bottom of our rosters on this one. That and it's the first preseason
Canales has already said he's playing his starters.
Didn't he say that yesterday?
Yeah. It's been on the record for some time.
Yeah. The one thing I don't want to see him do is throw Shedeur to the wolves where he would get.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It was so much easier when you just have a starting quarterback. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Jamar is in Wilmington. Hi, Jamar. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, not Jamar. Too long. The Bengals used to train there, didn't they? Remember those? The good old days? At Wilmington?
I'm a Lions fan, man.
All right. Well, sorry.
Congratulations. They're fun.
I'm a Lions fan, but I've watched the Browns for years. I think you're going to be surprised with Shedeur this weekend. I think he's going to show out. The kid's got a chip on his shoulder. He's been the first one in the building, the last one out the building. And he's showing them coaches that he can play this game at a high level, and I think he can do it. And, I mean, Friday, Cleveland's not got this much buzz since Derek Anderson and Braylon Edwards, Kellen Winslow.
Are you so, wait a minute, babe. Buzz doesn't necessarily mean winning. We've had Baker Mayfield here. We had this other guy, Johnny Manziel. I mean, that was, you know, it's not... It is. You're right. It's buzz. I'll give it to you, Jamar.
It's a lot of buzz. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, this is buzz that Cleveland wouldn't have got if he was drafted in the first or second round. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
I totally disagree.
He'd be the starter.
He'd be the starter. And the whole world would be looking to see exactly what the buzz would be 10 times greater. Thanks, Jamar. Appreciate the phone call. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You heard Kevin Stefanski. Shedeur Sanders is going to play on Friday night. Your thought right here, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We get set for the Browns' first preseason game of the year where we have a quarterback carousel going on. With the Browns trying to figure out what they're going to look like week one, we do know this week that Tyler Huntley and Shedeur Sanders will both play quarterback for the Browns on Friday night when they take on Carolina, a game you'll be able to listen to right here on the Browns Radio Network, 92.3 The Fan, the home of the Browns.
Training camp, of course, going strong, and they're in Carolina. They're practicing. Game coming up on Friday. Preseason getting rolling. So you don't want to miss a minute of The Fan with all the latest breaking news. We'll have it for you during your workday, or if you're out on the go. You can stream us, 92.3thefan.com, or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
So that last caller got me thinking a little bit, Jeff, about, you know, how important is this game for Shedeur Sanders? And, you know, is this his opportunity? Because I think it's actually kind of quick. As I don't think any of us expected, if he does start, I mean, any of us expected him to be able to jump out there the very first game that he's got the opportunity to in a preseason game to do this. But, you know, the Browns are...
Well, you expected him to play. I did.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. I probably thought we weren't going to see him until the fourth quarter.
Well, that,
originally,
under normal circumstances, Andy, that would have been the case. But that's normal circumstances left.
So what does this mean for him? What are we looking for? No matter what.
Go out and...
He's polarizing.
I held myself back because my immediate thought was something that Dan would have dumped. Go out and play reasonably well. That's all you're hoping for. You know, run the offense. Look good. Instill some confidence in your teammates and go do your best. I hope he does a terrific job. And then next week, I hope Kenny Pickett can play. And I hope Dylan Gabriel can play. And I hope they do a terrific job. There's nothing wrong with actually having four quarterbacks who can do the job.
We now have five.
You can either, well, they won't keep five. How about that?
I'll go
basking on you. They will not
If they keep all six quarterbacks somewhere between the injured reserve and on the active roster.
They will not, Andy.
Will you buy steaks for everyone?
Yes, I will.
Dan, you're good.
Yes, I will.
Oh, I wish Meredith was here. She'd be very excited about that.
Flank steak raw. It's about the only kind of beef you can afford these days.
Jeffrey. We can do better than that. It's so interesting to me that when we get a quarterback here that has any kind of hype, just even a little bit, it just becomes so polarizing. Like you get people, I don't know anybody who's anti Shedeur. Do you?
Why would anybody be anti any of these guys?
Well, because
I had somebody.
Gentlemen, a little bit of an update for you. We have our first fight in joint practices. We've done it. We've officially done it. First fight.
We're going to be watching all of this.
Wait a minute. Who's in it? Do we know?
Don't tell me it's Shedeur, and don't tell me he broke his hand on a helmet.
Stop it, Jeff.
DeMonte Kazee and Travion Thomas in the first punt drill. So special teams are getting feisty.
That's great.
We're getting feisty.
Wow. Yeah, though, that's heated. That's a reflection of the hardworking boys for Bubba Ventrone, right? Not going to give up an inch. Why is it they always have to feel like they have to fight in these things? Trying to make a name for yourself?
Got me, Andy.
I don't know. Some people are like, Basker, you're a hockey player. Don't you understand why they do that in the NHL and why the minor leaguers do that? Because they want to find a spot. Although, those, I don't know. Those positions don't seem to exist the way they used to. We get into these polarizing conversations about our quarterbacks. I don't have a feel or a love for any of them. You know the one I'm going to love? The one that can throw two or three touchdown passes a game. I will love you for the rest of the season. Aww. I don't care who you are. Sweet. Please get me over 16 points a game, and I will be so happy. I'll be excited. You don't even really have to give me 16. You have to give me 12. Get in the end zone twice. I don't, you know, get in there the third time. If you get in the third time, we have a chance to win the game.
First quarterback up on 7-on-7s, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, Kenny Pickett's leading 7-on-7 today. What does that mean? 216-474-0092. Hurry. Oh, this means they don't like Shedeur Sanders. I can't believe it. What? I thought Dylan Gabriel was going to be the guy to do that. But wait, isn't Joe Flacco the starting quarterback? Isn't he the guy you guys trust? I don't understand. Tyler Huntley just got off the plane. Wait a second. Now he's warming up. Is there a Deshaun Watson overreaction that I can give you here, too?
He did make the trip.
Oh, he did make the trip. All right. At least they brought him along.
Oh, Clemson.
No way the hotel room's as nice as Greenbrier.
Clemson is in the Carolinas.
Fair enough. Johnny Geography coming through for us in the pinch. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. What does it mean? What is this whole Shedeur Sanders getting playing time tonight?
It doesn't mean anything, how important, Andy?
I didn't ask you. I was asking the people at 216-474-0092.
Well, you didn't, specify. I figured you
didn't let me finish
wanted me to be involved.
Marcus. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
Hey, happy Wednesday, gentlemen.
Happy Wednesday. I feel the energy and the excitement, Marcus. Thank you.
Yes. Listen, you know, if Shedeur plays well, you're going to get a told you so. And if he plays bad, they're going to blame the coaches. So the coaches can't win either way. And I think if he struggles.
The other people they're going to blame there, Marcus, too, are the players on the field. Well, he wasn't out there with the first teamers. That's what you're going to
hear. Yeah, and I, you know, but the coaches, they're going to get beat up. That's why they get paid a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if Sanders struggles a little bit, I don't think it's going to affect him all that much. I mean, if he has a great game, I don't think it'll go to his head. And if he has a bad game, I don't think he's going to be really bummed out about it. I think he'll just – he strikes me as the kind of guy that's just going to move on and keep grinding. And, you know, he's in the first guy in and the last guy out. And I'll give you two names that did that, Tom Brady and Rich Gannon. Those guys turned out to be pretty good quarterbacks. And the main thing the Browns want to find out in this game is how they – this is Stefanski's whole life is – win on first down. And that's what they want Sanders or Pickett or any of these guys to do, is win on first down, because that's the whole crux of his offense. And like I said, I don't think it's going to affect him either way. I expect him to have a decent game. But like you said, Jeff, in the big picture, it really doesn't amount to that much. Yeah, unless he goes 1-for-15 with 7 picks. He's just going to keep crying, and I don't think it's going to affect him either way. So I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate the phone call. How many quarterbacks are first guy in, last guy out? I'm not trying to belittle what was just said, but that is... what was
you
it?
You mean for what, practice?
Yeah, is that...
I don't know. Ask Hugh Jackson.
Right.
Hey, what time's your guy 5 coming in?
Which was staged for the show.
Sure was. That's what we hear.
That's all I can. When someone says first guy in, last guy out, I always go back to that stupid Hard Knocks show where we found out afterwards they went back and was that Taylor? Who was that?
It was Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, it was Tyrod Taylor. Where they went back and took a shot of Tyrod Taylor and had him walking out of the complex and they turned the lights off, didn't they? Isn't that what they did? They did something like that.
I don't know.
They made it look like he was the last, and maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but. Kevin in Cuyahoga Heights. Hi, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Kevin. Mild. Excited, though. I want to see what Shedeur is going to look like on Friday. I'm not going to lie.
Did you say Cuyahoga Falls or Heights for Kevin?
I said Heights. Didn't I? Oh, no, Falls. Sorry. I can't see that from here. They sometimes they type everything in uppercase or lowercase when you're getting old like me. I saw lowercase. I saw Cuyahoga, and I saw like three little letters. I got to get some new
rooms. It's all right, Kev.
We'll get it fixed.
Thank you.
I have not moved from the lovely Cuyahoga Falls town. It's a lovely town. So
congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm sure, Andy, we all agree. We hope that Sanders does great. I hope he does fantastic.
Sure.
I hope we end up with a quarterback controversy after this game on how fantastic he's played. But
wouldn't that be great, Kevin? That would be great.
It would be Oh, my God, it'd be awesome. Yes. However, I hate to be the wet blanket on the fire of the Shedeur fund, but 32 teams weren't wrong 143 times before him. So I just think, you know, if Shedeur was Kevin from Cuyahoga Falls that played at Iowa State and his dad was in the Hall of Famer and full of all of the pub and everything that came with him, no one would be talking about this. I really think Shedeur, one of the problems with this young man is the pub that came with him and all the pre-draft hype. And now egg all over the face of various media people who hyped this kid up so much. And then when he fell first, second, third round and kept dropping, you know, some of these national guys, I'll suggest from a media perspective, are trying to make more of a story than what it is. I mean, let's be honest. The kid was the 144th pick of the draft. I mean, how many other quarterbacks on other teams are getting this much hype if they were more than the 100th pick? None of them are. Zero. So, yes, I hope he succeeds, but I think there was a reason he went as late as he did, and all 32 teams weren't wrong 4 or 5 times in a row. So, again, I hope he does great, but my expectations are what would be for any other kid that came out at the 144th pick of the draft. So
are we looking at this, though? Let me give you the Tom Brady angle, right? How many times did they make mistakes? Every team made the mistake multiple times by not taking Tom Brady, right? And so that's...
And you could say Brock Purdy.
Oh, okay, Brock Purdy, too. I'll give you two quarterbacks out of the last, what?
Several hundred.
So, I understand what you're saying. Did it become an underdog story? Is he now like the... You know, is he the ultimate underdog in this situation? You're right. You're right. Who's talking about, a fifth-round pick like this and giving him the hype? I think everyone wants to say, hey, something went sideways that we can't explain or we think we understand, but we don't know. And, people, he is a polarizing figure. I like everything he has to say, though, in these press conferences. I mean, I like the way he
handles himself real well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pro. I mean,
as long as he's not driving.
That's a good point, too. I don't know. Kevin, you with me on this or no?
Yeah, I am. I do think there is some media creation to this. Listen, I'm sure I'm with all Browns fans. I hope to heck this kid comes out and just lights it up and looks like he should have been the first-round pick that a lot of media people said he was supposed to be.
Yep.
However, I'm going in with realistic expectations. 144th pick wasn't there for wrong reasons. And you got 32 teams that did that four rounds in a row. So, I'm just tempering my expectations. Hoping the best, but expecting probably what's going to come from a fifth-round draft pick.
All right, Kev, and we will not penalize you in the future for using math because, we don't math on the show. Just want you to know that you're not being penalized for that.
I'm an accountant. What can I say? CPA guy here.
Thanks,
you know?
Thanks, Kev. And my apologies to all those in Cuyahoga Falls because I said Cuyahoga Heights. Thanks, Kev.
Take care, fellas.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. So the Browns continue to practice in Carolina today. We've had one little skirmish. Doesn't sound like anybody got hurt. Did they, Dan? Anybody get hurt in that fight?
Not that I'm saying.
Ah. It's funny. You put all those pads on. Sometimes it's hard to hurt somebody when you're in a fight, right? You throw a punch at somebody's helmet.
Not if you're smart, yeah.
Silly. It's like anybody that gets upset when a goalie gets touched. Oh, don't touch my goalie. Guy has thousands or girl has thousands of dollars worth of pads on.
Like, don't go after the hard plastic.
They're the most protected player on the ice, but you don't touch my goalie. It's the stupidest thing. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in if you want to get a hold of us here on Baskin and Phelps. We'll roll on with what's going on in Carolina, and we got to talk about those Guardians. Coming up next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.